Hey, Angelique. Come and look at this. Oh, is it my fucking birthday?
What do you want, Deville? I'm not in the mood for your crude comments. Oh, hi there. Aren't you a cute one?
Stating the obvious, I think this will be a fun night.
What, you think you'll get him? Dream on, Satan.
Shut up, you virtuous cocktease.
Oh, don't mind her, she's very rude.
I'm not rude. I'm just honest. And trust me, she's too nice. She wouldn't tell you if you suck in bed because that would hurt your feelings. So you'll walk around thinking you're the best fucker. Until you fuck someone else and end up hearing about your lackluster performance from them. Wouldn't you want to be with someone who can tell you what feels good? What you should do and not do? Someone who understands how you should feel. Someone like me.
That's rich coming from you. You would literally just use him for your own pleasure. You wouldn't give a shit about how it feels for him. Wouldn't you want to receive such immense pleasure that you feel as if you've just died and gone to heaven, instead of feeling as if you've gotten burned alive down in hell with Lucifer over there? I've seen what happens in hell, and it's dangerous. Once you get there, it's almost impossible to get out. It's not a nice place to be.
Well, I can promise that you will get fired up. I'll give you such burning desires that you won't mind a little pain. The pleasure will overwhelm you to the point where the pain I inflict will only increase your pleasure. I mean, I'm obviously better than this holy fuck. I promise I'll be a devilishly good time.
Oh, I don't doubt that you would give him the ride of his life, but at least he won't have to worry about catching STDs from this holy fuck. Even if she doesn't have it, she'd probably still give it to you, just to see you suffer.
You really think I would do that? Why would I make you suffer? I just want both of us to feel hot, to be consumed by the fires of hell, to get burnt up with pleasure. Wouldn't you like that? Because I would love that. I like sex. You like sex. Why should we not have sex? I mean, I am horny. What's the harm?
Listen to yourself. Don't you want to have a good time with me? A nice, slow fuck that slowly increases in speed and heat. To let the intensity build until you see stars. How can you even consider choosing her? She is the queen of the damned. Do you want to be condemned? Stuck in the realm of fire and pain? Do you even know of heaven? You're free in heaven. Free to do whatever you please. It's where you find true peace and happiness. You'll want for nothing. I will make you feel complete, loved, and cared for. Sex is so fulfilling and such a beautiful thing in heaven, and I'm willing to show you by giving you my body. If you pick me.
That sounds like such a drag. I would give you a rough, hard fuck, where the passion never sizzles out. Where we fuck until we come over and over and over again. We don't ever have to stop. Endless pleasures, unlike any you have ever felt before.
Don't you like when sex is intimate? When you're with someone who actually cares about you and your well-being. Someone who will make you feel so good. I can make you feel things that you've only ever dreamed of. Please, please come with me. And I'll show you that going to heaven will make you feel like you're floating on cloud nine. I really think we'd be a real match made in heaven.
Don't you want some hellfire sex, baby? I can make you so hot. I can make all of your deepest desires come true. I'll do whatever you want me to do. The devil is in the details, and I am very thorough.
And I think you would miss out if you were not to pick me. All of my sisters have told me that I'm the fairest of them all. My silky long hair, my soft skin, the curves along my body. Don't you want to?
So do you want to deal with the devil?
Or do you want a little piece of heaven?